The kitchen light sliced up in the shade. Callum's statue cast an oblong shadow across the terracotta tiles. Tyrants throw long shadows. The shrink had said that. After Dad's funeral, my supervisor had bullied me into seeing her. Something to do with the company insurance and back-to-work targets. "I'm fine, honestly," I protested. The counselor had kept quiet, as if muttering under her breath, "Denial." A relentless gaze had then prodded me into chatter. "I'm okay. Dad was old. It was his time. Cycles of nature and all that." My lack of tears made her suspicious, as if I was hiding my grief. How could I tell her that I beamed at the sight of my father's corpse? That I looked down at his waxy body and defiantly rejoiced? I had survived the old monster. We didn't get on, you see. Dad would beat me right up until the day I left home. Maybe that's why I don't feel especially emotional. Her eyes had lit up at that bit, like a cat catching an elusive mouse. "You may think you're in control of your feelings now, David, but I warn you, tyrants throw long shadows." I sat down in the wicker chair and regarded Callum's image of Grampy. The face of swirling, scribbled colours had such malevolence. The red eyes burned through me. The mouth seemed about to roar. I imagined my father's words of hatred screaming from those crayoned lips. "You stupid little bleeder, I'm gonna kill you, you moron." With a jolt, I sat upright. Had the wretched thing moved?